Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And wild we are. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Sit back and relax. I know it's Wednesday. It's hump day, and we're going to be having one of those wild weekday fun shows for you. I have a lot of you individuals calling in tonight. You're very excited. Yes, we have a special guest, and I say we, but you know what that Wednesday always brings us? Wednesday brings us that phenomenal person up there in the north. She's up there in the cold and the snow, but she's not cold and she's not snowy. She's very accurate, very adept, American certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift, and she's been doing this for way over 25 years. What does she do? She reads your past, present, future. She's not only the healing and soul level that many have conversed about and discussed over a lot of airways here. It's the one, the only, the phenomenal Dina Flanagan. Dina, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome. I just got over one of those horrible up north colds that we get, but now I'm doing good.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, we've got a phenomenal award-winning author, an individual who's wrote a book that's very phenomenal. And we're going to be discussing the book and discussing a lot of topics that may shock a few of you. So be ready to have fun and go wild with the one and only author of The Holy Universe, New Story of Creation for the Heart, Soul, and Spirit, David Christopher. David, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, we're so excited to have you. And here we are on the wild, and everybody's writing in. They're going, David won the Nautilus Books Award, Silver Medal. Nautilus is the most prestigious book awards in transformational literature. I'm very impressed here, David. And we got lucky to me and Dina to have you here on Wednesday. And those of you tuning in, we will be giving readings away the other last half of the show. I've got a lot of you writing in. They're emailing me already here. Dina keeps having all these scientists on. Is it true, Dina, you like a guy that's got a lot of intellectual? I thought you just liked the bodies. They're teasing, Dina. Here we go.
No, I gotta have the intellectual. Gotta have the brain.
Okay, so we've got an intellectual person here again with Dina Lavin. We all are having fun, David. We should warn you, Dina has a wild group of fans that are fun. They just like to tease her.
Oh, very good.
So talk to us a little bit here. This book is phenomenal, the creation. Talk to us a little bit about, I know that we've got individuals writing in. You can go to David's site at www.theholyuniverse.com. Check it out. Follow along with us. This is a phenomenal author and a great book. David, tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, what it is it takes the modern science that has come out in the past generation or so, the most modern science that's really refuting the old scientific model of a meaningless mechanistic universe. And it takes that science and it translates it into the story of creation. So it comes out in a dialogue between a seeker and a sage, who go through the story of creation that, starting with the creation of the universe 13.8 billion years ago, and then goes through the creation of the galaxies, the stars, the planets, Earth, life on Earth, and then humanity and humanity's evolution. But it does it in a way that's reminiscent of the scriptures that I grew up with. I was really wanting something that sounded like the scriptures. The science was great. It was really making sense to me and really uncovering that this universe is mysterious, far more mysterious than our old science used to believe it was. And yet it only spoke to my head, and I really wanted a story that spoke to my heart, to my guts, and to my soul. So this fictional dialogue came to me between a seeker and a sage. And they go through this whole story of creation. And then in the second part of the book, they talk about, well, so what? What does this evolutionary story have to teach us about all the crises that we're now facing? How do we deal with the ecological, social justice, and spiritual crises that we're facing? How does this evolutionary story help us navigate those changes? And actually, even why might these crises be the best thing that ever happened to humanity? So that in a nutshell, tells you a little bit about what the book's about.
I love it. It's a very phenomenal book. And I'm reading here. I've got other individuals writing at the same time, David. They're going, I'm looking at the over on the side, and is there anything autobiographical in the book?
Oh, yes. A little bit. There's one particular section where the seeker remembers a time when he was young about how devastated he was to see the extinctions. He was watching a nature show and seeing the extinctions that are happening to animals, to see the devastation that's happening in nature. And it really just, he's cut down to the point where he's sobbing in his father's arms. That particular point was very much right out of my life. When I was a young kid, I just could not understand why we were destroying the natural environment. And to me, it just cut right to my spiritual gut, and it still does. And part of one's challenge is how do you be in this society that does this sort of damage? And actually, you're part of it too. You can't help but be part of it. And what do you do to work to make change? To see what change we can bring about to change the course of humanity. It's an interesting phenomenon that a lot of folks who are, I'm noticing a lot of folks who are very interested in spiritual development are also beginning to wake up what are my spiritual gifts for? How am I to help out in these times, which the sage in the book calls the Great Transformation? Where is my role in dealing with these social justice crises, in dealing with these ecological crises and the spiritual crises? What is my contribution to the next story of the evolution of humanity? And in a way, this is, it's both the most frightening time to be on Earth and the most astonishing time and perhaps even exciting time to be on Earth. That here we are at this point where we may be contributing to an evolutionary leap of consciousness that we have no idea what heights it will take us to.
Phenomenal. Dina here, I'm asking here, now let's talk a little bit about those of you who know the environment. Dina is our person. I'm the one that's on concrete. Dina's the one out there in Maine trying to be camper girl or whatever she wants to call. Talk to us a little bit here, Dina. This man's got some phenomenal subjects. He's talking about our holistic plus the fact that sticking up for the environment. This is something that Dina's a very big advocate of.
Yeah. It's really fascinating because it's true. You see the environment, you see all these changes and you're like, oh my gosh, where's this going? What's it going to be like in 20 years? But, I live here in Maine and I go up Maine just so that I can get a taste of what it used to be like. So I can imagine, I know what you're writing about, and talking about in the book, because, boy, if this keeps going like this, we won't even have that. It's just wild. So very fascinating subject and dear to a lot of people's hearts that you cover in the book.
Well, yes, and one of the things that the two of them talk about is how do you deal with, you see it firsthand, and actually I have friends who are also from the northeast part of the continent who say, when I was a kid, I used to be able to ice skate across this lake, and now this lake doesn't freeze over anymore. It's no longer safe to do so. And people are talking, in where I live in California, the weather is changing. The climate is indeed changing. It's not behaving the way it used to be when I was a kid. Obviously, we're going through a drought. But even when the rains come, the weather is different. It's coming from a different direction. It's warmer than it normally is, which, of course, contributes to the problem with the snowpack that we're having. And so you can really get wrapped up into all of that. But the other side of it is, how do you use these as opportunities for not only just your personal growth, but also for our collective growth, also for, really diving deep into why we're here on this planet at this time. So it's part of my own personal task, and part of what I do with others when I hold my book clubs and whatnot is coming together and commiserating about some of the hard parts about being on the planet at this time, but also rejoicing in the fact that, you know, when given a chance, the web of life can really rebound with astonishing swiftness. So our task is to find out what is our work in that great task, into creating a what the sage calls a planetary mind, a mind that really sees the Earth as alive, as worthy of respect, and worthy of our utmost care. So that's a little bit. I just touch a little bit on some of the work that I do right there.
Phenomenal, David. And I've got to tell you, we're very impressed here. We would like to, with your permission, be able to have you as one of our honorary special guests on our website. We've got a lot of people writing in going, Jethro, we love the fact in the format. We can tease you and Dina what you want. We want to see Dina's articulature. Those of you doing the cardixers, what you've got to remember is we're getting it into the Real Psyche's Gone Wild room. Remember to go in there. We have already started. We have Linda Irwin's legs. If you haven't seen them, they're in there now in cartoon form, but they're fun, and she's there. She let us know today that she's up there in Idaho, and she's still wild. So you guys definitely get in there. We're having fun. We're going. Dina Flanagan won this year to be our princess. So in our Keep This Magic Alive for Christmas, Dina's the magical princess. You need to write a paragraph at least or a little longer of why you feel that. The prize winner will win $500 of prize gifts and readings from Psyche's Gone Wild. So you need to put in. Dina is our nature girl. We've had people tease me. They said we should put in a gas card and maybe some snacks to eat around the campfire. So I don't know, Dina, should we do that for a prize for you? What do you think a prize in camping should be? A can opener? What do you guys do out there?
Yeah, a Coleman stove and a...
David, I'm telling you, we can't keep them on this fact. We've got a phenomenal guest. You guys hear this is a holy universe. The whole concept to this about the whole energy of it. Now, talk to us, David, a little bit here. I apologize. I'm having a little bit of technical. So those of you who are listening to the sound, it is called Jethro's Computer's Had Enough. It's walking out, and right now it's trying to blow up on me. So we're working with it. It's a little bit. I think I was married to this computer in another life, and it was when it was still the dishwasher machine. It's not. It's being really kooky to me. I don't know why, but so... David, I want to thank you for coming on. We've got a lot of people in here on the show. We're going to take some people on the phone. Tell us a little bit here now. This concept and this thing, you decided to write this book. It says here from, you've got a little bit of your own work here, as you were saying with your biography, but you also are not only writing this out with the concept of it, but you have some of the actual the Bible and some of the things in here in this book.
Well, nothing. I don't have anything. What this book does, well, you know, maybe what I could do is this. I could read a little excerpt out of it, and it'll give
you
a flavor of what it is. So this excerpt takes about 2 minutes, and what it is that towards the beginning of the book, the seekers come to the sage with an issue. You know, I have lost my job, but I've also really lost my way. And the sage says, you know, let's start with the biggest story of all. Let's start with the beginning of the universe. Let's go back to 13.8 billion years from ago. And let's start there. So this is the section entitled The Infinite and the Creation of the Cosmos. It was the beginning of all beginnings. It was a time of no time, for time did not exist. A place of no place, for space did not exist. It was a beginning like no other, for there was no before. There was no time, there was no place, there was only the infinite and the unfathomable mystery. And the unfathomable mystery was all that was to be. And all that was to be was small, smaller than the tiniest particle in the tiniest atom in the tiniest dream. Although, there was nowhere from which to see how small all that was to be was, for there was no outside and no inside, no here, no there, no now, no then, no darkness, and no light. There was nothing save a whisper of what might be, an infinitesimal, indescribable, unfathomable mystery. And out of the unfathomable mystery, the infinite called forth to itself. It called forth space. It called forth time. It called forth being. And in that ecstatic instant, the universe slammed exploding outward into existence with a jubilant and breathtaking beauty, brightness, energy, violence, power, and glory of a trillion newborn stars. It was a perfect explosion. 1 trillionth of a second slower and the universe would collapse back into itself, unfulfilled. 1 trillionth of a second faster, and the universe would spin out, dissipating into nothingness, never to create galaxies, stars, planets, life, nor us. A perfect explosion. And in the instance of this perfect explosion, the infinite began a brilliant and fierce cycle of gloriously creating, violently destroying, and gloriously creating once more, as if it knew what it was doing. So that is the beginning of the story of the universe that the sage tells the seeker. And the thing that I really wanted to do with this book is have to be as true as possible to the modern, to the latest that science has to offer. That if you examine this, this is describing the Big Bang, but it's doing so with heart, with poetry, with story, because I was so missing having that story in the scientific facts. I wanted more than just the facts. So that kind of gives you a taste for what the story that the sage tells to the seeker.
And that is phenomenal. Well, those of you tune in, we're definitely here. We've got a phenomenal David Christopher, the author of The Holy Universe. We're going to be coming back here just a minute. We're going to take a little bit of a minute for our sponsors. Those of you who know the BlueMoonNow.net, take a moment, go over there and check it out. I want you to, that those of you who have a little bit of time on your hands, to go to psychicsgunwall.com. Let us know what you think. We've got a lot of people going into this together. Come to Facebook on the Psychics Gone Wild room. We're going to be giving away those prizes in the contest. David, you're a phenomenal person. I'm just going to take just a second here. We're going to play one of our commercials here from one of our friends from PsychicStore.com.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.PsychicStore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's P-S-Y, PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
Loving all of you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. The founder, Jethro Smith, here tonight with his wonderful friend, Dina Flanagan, with a phenomenal guest, David Christopher, the author of The Holy Universe, A New Story of Creation for the Heart and Soul. David, we're here at that point, and you've got to come back. We just started really getting into this. We need to get more time with David. Let's put in for that. We've got a bunch of guys writing. We want to know more. Go to theholyuniverse.com and check it out. Get the book. Let me know. This is a great opportunity to really not only find and work with someone who's in this. But, David, I've got a question to ask you. You don't reveal the details about the sage identity up front. These details, you know, come out in the story as it unfolds. Did you do this for a reason, or is there something you can enlighten us here? Why did I find this out?
It's been a very interesting, one of those accidental metaphors. When I talk about a seeker and a sage, and when I read this out loud to groups or when people read the book, I don't use the personal pronoun she for the sage until enough time has passed that a person has probably formed an idea in their mind of what these two people look like. And quite often, they see two men talking. And it was at first two men talking in the first few hits of the manuscripts. But I realized that, you know what, you're leaving out not only half of humanity, but if you're also seeing two white men, you're leaving out 90% of humanity. And this sage turned into this metaphor, this representative for all those voices that have been put down by modern mind for so many centuries. And so part of the reason why I hide it is that it really gives people, women, men, and you know, whether people of color, it doesn't matter. Many people have that reaction of, oh, my goodness, and they actually have a physical reaction. And that visceral reaction is important because it shows us how deeply embedded it is in our body, the belief that only sages can be men. Only men can be sages. And that is one of the things, and the reason why this is so important is that the same worldview that is destroying the ecology of our planet, destroying the web of life, the same worldview that will throw away people is also the same throwaway people as far as in social justice is concerned, putting people down. It's the same thing. When you're working on social justice issues and issues of gender and ethnicity privilege and class privilege and sexuality privilege, those issues are the same issues that are causing the destruction of the web of life. And that's part of the important work that needs to be done. And it's also incredibly meaningful and wonderful work to do, too. So I encourage your listeners to look into whatever it is that calls to them, but also look into the issues of what does privilege mean and how has it affected me and what can I do to help overcome that. So that just gives you a very brief, this is a good hour conversation of, the sage is a woman. Very interesting. It's interesting. Most of the people, I would get about half the people in the room will say, I saw two men. The other half or so will say, I saw a man talking with kind of this asexual spiritual being. And very rarely when I ask the question, how many people saw the seeker talking with a woman? I will get maybe one or two people out of 50, and then we have the conversation of why. Why do you see that? What are the assumptions that have been taught to you, unconscious, unexamined assumptions that you've been taught that we all need to overcome? So anyhow, it's one of the subjects that I love about talking about in this book, and there are so many that, you know, that I had better stop there and before we go too far.
We've done that, David, and I got to tell you, you're a very gracious host, you know, coming on as a guest with us with a phenomenal book. We're so honored to have you here. Not only, you know, the award-winning, just your personality. I can tell you that me and Gina have had a lot of guests. You're a very sincere person. I can feel from your heart energy. I also know that the guys are telling me that you were blessed in this life to enlighten many, and I just feel so honored to have you on as one of our, you know, a transformational literature. It's just beautiful. We welcome you. Psyche's Gone Wild, with your permission, we'd like to put you on our website as one of our special guests and invite you back in December when we're being wild and magical. You can add more to this. You've already got everybody excited.
I would love to. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, David, and have a great night. We're wild and we're here for you.
Okay. All right. Take care. Thank you again.
Thank you. Tuning in tonight with the show. Those of you that are doing, what a phenomenal guest, and we're doing the energy here. I've got a lot of you guys calling in on the phone. We are here helping with everyone. Go to psychicsgunwall.com. Get that time with one of us to spend and do with it. Tina, we've got a little bit of emails here tonight. Tina, I have to know, why is it every time I listen to this show anymore, you're very quiet and down? I feel like that your energy has changed. Have you ascended to a stronger master energy this year? Right. No, I'm just kidding. No, she's going to beat me up.
As a matter of fact, I was just talking about this the other day, that I have ascended to another plateau and that I'm getting adjusted to it. It's this amazing, I mean, I saw in things before and could help people before, but now it's even, you know, even stronger than that. It's like tenfold that. And at this new plateau, and I haven't talked about this much. I've just been talking about this lately. At this new plateau, it's kind of, I'm trying to adjust to it because it's kind of lonely, you know. It's kind of lonely because I'm not a lonely person. So, you know, this is just metaphorically speaking. It's kind of lonely because I'm trying to, there's not a lot of people at this plateau. friends and whatnot, family members. So it's just trying to balance that and get adjusted. So that's kind of, so you're right on with that. I mean, I just started identifying it and talking about it just over the past few weeks.
It always amazes me. Your fans love you. They talk to you about your ascension work. Mine's talking to me about how many bacon cheeseburgers I've ate. Something's a little funny with this fan club here. I don't know how we started this together, and I don't know where we were on the same path, and now I'm like always in trouble. Dina, what is it? Are you Mata Hari on the psychic world? You sneak out there and give them brownies if they love you so much, or what are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I guess they're tuning in to my energy.
I love this energy. Tonight, those of you tuning in, we will have a little bit with David Christopher. We'll be back, the author of The Holy Universe, A New Story of Creation for the Heart and Soul and Spirit, a book that's been honored with the Nautilus Book Award Silver Medal, and is one of the most prestigious book awards in transformation literature. Phenomenal, man. Great book. Those of you tuning in, go to the theholyuniverse.com. I apologize to you guys. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. So those of you calling on the phone, when you get to those readings, they have a lot of beeps and energies. Jethro, when I was listening to the show before, you did more readings and less talk. What is happening to your show? What's happening is we've gone to the level of, you know, you guys work all day long and you do this, and we do all day this with it. We have a lot of individuals who, and the point is, think about it. You're listening in to reading. Well, unless you're learning from us and we're doing this, it gets to be boring. So you guys had asked before, could me and Dina do something different? So we put in more knowledge. I know that... you know, and what was fun for us is both of us born with this gift. Dina believes to raise balance and do from the chakra, from the top chakra, where I work with the red and start from the bottom. We've had, since that time, that we've boldly moved into another concept of discussing where other individuals will have in their life a different belief of it. Those of you who are working with the energy and helping with the Reiki masterwork, I had a lady telling me that there is actually different Reiki groups that are working in seventh dimension, like you go by the nobility of it, that there's like generations of it. Have you heard of that, Tina?
Yeah.
So what are you? Are you? Can you say it? Are you a ghetto Reiki girl? Are you a upper snobby girl?
Somewhere in between.
Oh, you're middle class. Now that
that's
makes
right.
sense. Oh my God.
And to that last person that just asked me that question about my energy and getting quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You try getting the word in edgewise when Jethro's the host.
Oh, wow. It's true. I can't help it. I have so much to give and so little. I've had people tease me with this high energy. It's very hard to get it all out. So I'll be good. I'll bring in somebody. Hello. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I know you called in for a reading, and give it to us.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. I know you're the potato chip girl. I can hear the bag. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? She's having technical difficulties. We'll go right into 703. Psyche's Gone Wild. Can you hear 703? Would you like a reading tonight with Jethro and Dina? 703 is not. Oh, Dina.
Hello.
You
and me talking here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on. You're live. How are you?
Oh. Hi. How are you?
Scared that they took you away. I'm like, bring her back. And Dina's being mean to me for no reason. She said I out talk her when I've always let her talk. Oh my gosh, what do you think? What a phenomenal guest. David Christopher on tonight. Phenomenal man. Excellent book. What did you think?
Hello?
Oh my gosh, help me. 703, you're on live.
Hi, how are you guys?
Really wound about our guest, and you've been over there drinking or something. Did you hear David Christopher was on tonight?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, hi.
yes, what would you like to ask us? Anything?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on. She's not able to get through neither. We're having a night. Dina started it. 267, can you get in?
Yes, I hear you
guys. Oh, that's wonderful. What do you think tonight with our phenomenal guest and what we're going on here? We got people partying on the other end. I think there's a
I think it was good, and I want to get the book. Like, I mean, I think he was really good. I also heard you guys say follow you on I tried to go on Facebook while we were on the phone, and so many different pages came up. I'm sure none of them were you, so I didn't even, you know which one to click.
It's the Real Psyche's Gone Wild Room, and there's a picture of me.
Forgot.
I think
okay.
I got this tree thing. Ever since Dina started throwing me out in the woods, I got to make friends with trees and anything I can so she don't make fun of me. She's teasing me for no reason. But I'm so glad you're on. Can those your name? And I know you've got some energy here. I'm picking up that you've got two questions, though.
Yes, I actually do. I have the first question. I just want to know, I have a relationship question. I don't have a relationship, and I'm coming up on my 30th birthday, and, of course, I am scared to death. Like, am I ever going to marry, or will I just be alone and having disaster dates forever?
Mm. So, do you want to go just, or do you want me to?
I think you should go. I never let you talk now.
I guess that one would butt me in the butt.
Oh, that whole butt. Every bit of that butt. No, I'm teasing.
I don't think you don't have to worry. I hear you don't have to worry, and I feel that you will have a relationship that's significant in 2 to 5 years. Meaning, it's not going to take that long. You'll be, you'll be working your way toward it, and it will. By significant, I mean that it will be one that that is tailored for you. Let's put it that way. It's tailored for you. And because you don't want any more of what you've been choosing. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So this one that's coming up is going to be the one that's right for you. And the reason that you've had to go through what you've gone through is that it was all about the timing for you. So it had to be it was like you had to learn some things before the right one came along. And also a time before the right one came along. So I feel that it will happen. And like I said, in 2 to 5 years, you're going to be where you want to be. I also feel like that you want children. Is that true?
I have children, so I don't really want any more.
You
already have open. Yes.
I kept them around you, so.
Yes,
so,
I have children. I'm a mom already.
Yeah. So that's what I'm feeling. I feel like that mother energy. So what I'm feeling is like that takes a lot of your time, you know. So it's limited as to, I guess, what you can do for a relationship if you're not wide open. And that's part of why it was a time thing for you.
Right.
Just what are you doing?
Oh, I'm agreeing, and I feel that energy, and I love it. You've got this vibrant energy. That's why that book resonated so much with your spirituality. Same thing I couldn't, when I was reading, I'm so excited about this book, is that this gentleman is not only, we're going to have him back. I mean, it's like this energy with it, but I feel that's what you're doing, too. That's part of why you're calling tonight. You're in a transformational energy of what you're going to do with the next part of your life. This is like this part I feel the same.
That I do. I do feel like that I'm transitioning into the next part of my life. As far as like career is going fine, I'm doing good as a mom. It's just this relationship stuff is driving me crazy, and I'm just so tired of like the bad dates and the failed relationships. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. This is the only thing I can't get down.
And I'm good. And I'm the good one at love. And I was teasing Dina. I made her do this to be honorary because you're a harder person to read. Nana, Dina. But I just had to put that in there because you have that strength. And what it is that it's because of the transition, your guides are putting out another level of work for you that's going to be there. And I agree with very much what Dina got. I make her sometimes, like I said, do the harder work when I'm teasing her. But I like with you in the guide work, they said that there's another part of the butterfly that's begun to even strengthen in it. And what I see with the picture of it happening is that I'm seeing the sun setting, which shows me that later the energy is even there for you. Always with that means that things are coming within the next 3 to 5 years. There's a little bit of pain going on with karma with you right now, but I feel like that's why the children, that's why the other things, you had to handle that stuff and do the karma for other people. Now it's your turn, is what I'm getting told.
Okay.
this gentleman. I feel there's a male relationship that is trying to come in a little later here that will be around the holidays, and they're warning me that you need to be really on your alert, that this person is trying to just come in to find a place to roost or get you to do stuff. You've had other relationships where they get you to do the stuff that they should do, or they kind of lean on you, is what I'm being told.
Emotionally, all the time.
That's what I'm feeling. And they said, be careful. Be careful of this person. Notice where their mind is and where they're headed with the energy, that they have to be someone that's got your thoughts and actually doing it, not just talking, but actually showing action, or your guys won't let you have the relationship.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you for tuning in and be able to contact and go in. We're going to try to go back with some of these people. I think the other three numbers are still partying. One lady, the potato chip girl, when I got a hold of her, she was like, should we go back?
Yeah, I heard her. I don't think that she was. I don't know. I heard her, though, and I don't know. But I thank you guys for the answers, and I can't wait to get the book. I'll definitely be giving you guys my feedback on that book.
Awesome. We've been so grateful to have him on as a guest. We're going to try and get him back again. I know he's very busy, but, you know, yeah. So thank you for calling in to Psychics Gone Wild. Go into PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in for those prizes. We're giving away a bunch of stuff. Blue Moon Treasures giving away some beautiful semi-precious stone necklaces, and we've got some readings, and you never know. We're always giving away things there.
Okay. I'll go check it out right now. Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Dina, we've got people writing in again on there. Why did my girlfriend take her last sip of my pop and then tell me that it was over? Oh, gosh. Now, read that, Dina. Now, give her a street to work on. You're in Chicago, and your girlfriend sipped the pop and then said, pop the top. It's over.
A soda pop?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe it didn't have rum in it, you know? I never go out with somebody. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. I got people already writing. What do you think, Dita? The person's telling us that they're not understanding why the person just abruptly for no reason did it. Now he's helping me. He's going to write in a little bit more here. As he was helping with the relationship, he had been proposed and going to be getting married. 2 months ago, they sat down in a restaurant in Chicago, and out of the conversation, asking if he was psychic, he said that he felt that he might be opening up, but he was learning. She tells him that it's over, takes a sip of his pop, and walks away. What is wrong?
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with the what he told her. I think she had been contemplating this.
Yes.
I feel nervousness, fear, I feel anxiety, I feel all this that came about. So when it came down to it, I think she just couldn't take it and just was questioning it until she finally realized that I can't do this, is what I'm hearing and feeling. So I think it had been coming, and I think it was a variety of things, but mostly her fear, and that's what I'm feeling. And so when she gets into this mode, I feel that she does different unpredictable things or things that you might not make sense, is what I'm feeling. Jeffra, what do you feel?
Oh, I feel that. And I feel like there's a little bit of odd energy going on here. I got to be honest, Darren, when you wrote to us on this, I'm impressed with Dina, because I know that you're one of Dina's fans. And I've teased Chicago. I've gotten a little trouble a couple times for leave Dina alone, is what they sing to me. But what I have to tease you is when you first put this on there, I read this and I was a little bit, I think I was a little taken back, but you've got to give a little bit of energy here. Now when we're talking about the restaurant, the things there, I agree with what Dina said, because I am also getting a little sad energy that I feel like this is a pattern or something. Because you made it sound like people take a sip of pop and then tell you to stop or something, like it's up there. So I really would like to have you write a little bit more on Psychics Gone Wild on the .com. And you know, have Dina look, because I think that's what, like Dina said, that this had to have been pre-planned or something. The person just utilized that at one point. We're grabbing the phones. I apologize to you guys. I'm having a lot of actual technical problems here. 706, can you hear us? It's like it's gone well.
Yes, I can. How are you all tonight?
Wonderful. We had a phenomenal guest, David Christopher, the author of The Holy Universe. Dina's come out of the woods, and nobody said anything about her Bigfoot feet. Nothing's happening. No, she gets
I enjoyed the guest as well, and I do plan on getting the book. Actually, I've been reading some reviews already online on it. Interesting. I think a lot of people are going through an awakening. Mm. Now, I know I am. Have been for the past year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are going through an awakening.
Yes, I do agree. But I have a question as well, like everybody else this evening. Mm-hmm. I recently stopped communicating with someone over a month ago, a male. However, his mother still calls. Her calling me, is that hindering any, you know, is that keeping any blockages as far as, you know, new energy that could possibly be on the way? I just feel a little uncomfortable. But really nice lady, really sweet, but she's still communicating.
I don't think so that it can hinder. I actually think it can only help. Because sometimes when we keep contact, there's a few different reasons. And either way, you know, you're only going to keep contact if it's, you know, kind of positive or beneficial or whatnot. You know, if it's negative or toxic, you're not going to. So I feel like that keeping contact is actually beneficial, because I feel like that this person kind of, you know, you saw the connection there, and it wasn't a bad influence or a bad connection. So sometimes there's things to be learned or growth to be had when we keep that connection. I still keep connections with some of the past. And if put into a positive perspective, there's growth on both sides a lot of times. So I don't think so at all. I think as long as you put it in a positive light and a positive perspective, that there will be growth on both sides.
Hmm. Okay. Now, yeah, I don't call her at all. She's doing all the communicating, but I was just wondering today, is this good, you know, or should I gently, you know, just...
It depends on what you want now. You know, if your soul is telling you you don't want it, then that's your answer. But if it's just questioning it, you know, should I, shouldn't I feel like it's actually something that can be positive if you put it in that perspective. Don't ever bring it to the negative side. If you feel it's going there, then it will, then that's the way it will feel. But as far as it being, you know, like for a bad reason, I don't feel that at all. As far as it turning to a bad thing, I don't feel that.
Okay.
So I just keep it.
Well, I haven't answered her call the past 2 days because I, you know, I wanted to just kind of make sure, is this good? So if she calls tomorrow,
yeah,
I'll pick up.
Yeah, I mean, and then you'll know if that's the place you don't like it, then you end it. But I feel like this is not there. You know, it's not in that negative spot.
Okay.
Jeff, what
I
do you feel on
it? Yeah.
Thanks. Jeff, are you home?
I'm here. I'm just having a little bit of trouble with this walking away. It is wild that I could see everyone. I have got people writing me. I've got people emailing me in my spare time. I just want to giggle. Someone just told me on my phone I wasn't available. Well, no, I'm doing a radio show. This is the most intense night of my life. I got to tease you guys. I think that we've boldly gone where no one should go, and that's over the edge. People, relax here. I've got people writing in, and I agree very much with what the guides were telling me. Not only is there something here happening for you in the what they were picking up, but I keep feeling with the other star of relationship. And when Dina was going, I agree very much. I don't know what has happened with the energy that's raised it to that vibration, but they're telling me that this woman has not only had something with this past spiritual with you, as you're rising above the ascension with her and doing this energy, it's still pulling this energy in with it. So I feel that there's something she's getting out of this that's not of right spiritual conduct. I don't know what else to word it as. They keep showing me that you have my sympathy. You know, I try to send my stepmother far, far away along with my mother-in-law, and they both came back to haunt me. They made friends, and then they come to my house. You know, I'm like, well, I didn't cook for them. I never fed them. Why are they back?
But if you clear it up and offend that person, and it doesn't keep coming back at you, which is a good point.
Okay.
So, you know, We love all you guys. Everybody's going together. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, it is. Okay, take care. And you're definitely going to come back. We are having this, the Psyche's Gone Wild, Get Wilder tonight. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan. We have, for any of you that are into the paranormal and with our sponsor, wild111.com. That's exactly what it is, www.wild111.com. Check it out. Tonight they're over there making some wonderful aromatherapy soaps.
I am going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying your soap at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design your soap to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with the variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild111.com.
And for those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. And yes, the music is our one and only Linda Irwin's music that's around the commercials. We love her. And it sounds like a lot of other people do, too. So you can love her from afar, or you can love her close. She's a very good friend, very good person. We want to take just a second here. I know a lot of you are asking, what has happened, Jethro? Tonight we're having a lot of the technical things that come along with doing the show. But the great thing a lot of you guys are getting is you're getting this show. Hang in. We got some more phone calls. We'll be trying to pick up some more to help people. Tonight we had a phenomenal guest, David Christopher, the author of The Holy Universe, a new story of creation for the heart, soul, and spirit. It's Jethro and Dina working hard and wild to give the readings. No, I was not upset. We have a lot of you right now going, Jethro, what's going on between you and Dina? Are you fighting again? We never fight again. We are just being there with the work. Earlier, I agreed with Dina, but I didn't word it right. What she was saying with the ascension and the work together, I was picking up something odd with the other person and made a joke about the fact that I had a few other in-laws in my life that I tried to trade in, but that nobody would take them, so I had to keep them. But, you know, that's all. It was just a funny for those of you. I got a lot going, what's going on, Jethro? I do apologize tonight. I'm having some other things go on, so just bear with us. We're going to play a beautiful music of Linda's and give me a chance to clear up a lot of the other loops that we've got of radio shows that are coming in at the same time.
Thank you.
welcome back to Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Blue Breeze 314. It actually is one of our other individual songs. I tried to give it to Linda, but she loves it. She's got her own music. She said, Jethro, quit handing me extra work. So this is Jethro and Dina. Dina, we're going to take a few minutes. I know a lot of you are calling in. Hang tight. Don't go wild. We want to take a few minutes here and discuss a little bit of what's going on tonight. Those of you who are doing the planet transition, I'm getting a lot of pressure, Dina, so I'm going to change this a little bit in format. Can you help me with a little bit of reading, dear friend, with me? I am sitting here, and I'm getting solar plex energy hit, and I'm getting very physical other energy around my aura at the same point in time, causing me a very negative experience.
Who?
Dina. Jethro.
I know.
Ooh, you're now an owl? Ooh, I live in Maine. I know the northern owl.
Oh, my gosh. That is bad. Anyway, so, well, yeah, like today, I got hit really hard in the solar plexus. So I'm wondering if it isn't like, you know, it's another shift we're going through, because, I mean, not everybody, but you and I are, you know, we go through a lot of the same shifts together. So I'm feeling like it's another shift because, boy, today was, I felt so different. It's like a whole different energy today. And so I'm feeling that same shift, you know, like that we're both going through. So what else are you getting?
That's exactly, that makes sense to me. And it started almost 4 minutes into the show. And that is exactly, it is. And what's wild is I'm sitting here and trying to ground or focus. It's been a very busy day for me here in Tampa, and I'm headed up, for those of you know, in D.C., Virginia, and I had gotten all my stuff in. I was actually pretty promoted. I got my Christmas stuff ready. I got a bunch of things done and extra things, but today has been real wobbly, and now it's like right there hitting my solar plex, and I keep getting this awful, really pending urge, and there's nothing that, I mean, I'm on my show doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I had other people writing in, and earlier, it was a very odd group from our other show or other my social workplaces, and it's like that's what it's doing. It's causing me a very odd distinction. It's hard for me to correlate what I'm trying to get out because I've got someone send. It feels like an actual energy being sent to me to get what someone wants across.
In part all for you, but I think in general that, like I said, going to a different level. So then when someone's trying to send you energy and that's happening, it's almost like it's clashing, you know, colliding. And so that almost like it's to keep it away while you go through this shift and this change, but you can feel it anyway, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's what's happening is that while you're going through this, because we have to go through our daily stuff, it's almost like keeping some of that daily stuff at bay, but yet you feel spacey. You know, it's kind of spacey. It's kind of, you know, like wacky sort of energy, and you can't concentrate, and you can't, you know what I mean? You can't stay focused, you know, or reading or what have you, because it's like you're really supposed to be shut down, but you can't. We're still going. So, but I feel like tomorrow a lot of things will be clearer for you. You know, a lot more things will be clearer.
Thank you. And I do love the fact that we are Psyche's Gone Wild. We are here. And that's the real thing. We are real and we are humans and real people. Oftentimes you will see individuals running for a part of their life and wanting together to make sure that they're getting this time together. And that's exactly where we have tonight got this extra time. I love all of you guys. You're right. We got a lot of you guys very cared and concerned. And that's what we are as a family here to do. I had a person tease me about this. I used to do this for the most I've made at one time was $5.99 a minute, but the people made that. I didn't make that amount, but that's what I charged for this. And at that point in time, I learned a very good lesson about this gift. It is something that is very much that we take pride in, we turn, and we work with it. It is a blessing. It is very much with it. So tonight, that's why a couple of you that have wrote in, you go, Jethro, your show is just so different. It always is different, and that's the fun part of it. We did some other readings. Dina, they're writing and asking, Jethro was upset because he never lets you talk. I can understand. I've had this in my life forever. I have a husband right now. I call him Polly because he's such a parrot. Oh, my God. We got other people writing in telling me that we've also tonight been a little bit different in their concern. I'm concerned a little bit, but like Dina said, I think I will be tomorrow, and I thank all of you guys that are doing it. We've got to slide into home place on the last one here. Mark Tillenet is writing in here from Rhode Island asking, Dina, what happened to my sister? I've got to ask you this, Dina. I spoke with you a couple of months ago on the show, and you helped me so much with my relationship, but my sister, I didn't get a chance to ask, and I wanted to know, she left our home 6 months ago, and no one has heard hide or hair of her until a friend of hers let us know that she has changed her lifestyle and she's going to be changing everything about her, including even her relation to the family. We were very upset. She is 26 years old. There's nothing I can do. But it's her younger brother at 24. I wondered if you could help me psychically. What do you suggest I do now? I don't want to lose my sister.
Well, it isn't that you're going to It isn't that you're losing her, but in a way it is. It's her choice. I feel like that she feels she needs to separate at this point in time in her life to kind of find her own identity. Because I feel like that growing up was kind of confusing for her for some reason. And it's not that she doesn't love the family. It's not about that. It's about herself. It's about her finding her identity. At some point, she will come back around. But at this point in time, I mean, if you can talk to her and ask somehow, you know, or send a letter or what have you, ask, you know, if there's anything that you can do to help her or aid her. And if simply she writes back, well, just I can't be in contact with the family for now, then I guess you just have to honor that. But the point being is you have to ask her, okay, I understand you're going through something right now. What can I do to, you know, help you or to whatever? And that's the best thing that you can do for her right now because it's this sort of strange identity thing she's going through is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I thank you, Dean. And 253-209-813-614-617. 614-561-770. We'll get to you next time. 917 also, 614. We got a lot of you guys that couldn't get through tonight. Remember, 703, all of you guys I'm naming off, all of the listeners tonight, we love you. It just sometimes happens. Definitely stay to psychicsgonewild.com. Get in and get a reading. You can find Dina. Tell them your website, Dina.
It's Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com. And you can reach me there on the on Psychic Gone Wild blogtalk.com, whatever that is. Boy, we're both getting hit hard, Jethro. But for the record, I love Jethro. We're not fighting. People are saying I'm not teasing him enough anymore, so I had to tease him tonight.
I know, and I love to tease Dina back, and I didn't mean about her feet. I know they were writing me, and I said no. Have you ever seen the joke in the woods, Bigfoot? I was making it silly funny. I don't even know Dina's feet. I love all of her. So yes, I agree. And those of you tuning in, this has been wild, a little bit wilder. We are definitely going to talk with our phenomenal guest, David Christopher, getting back again. We want to thank all of you guys. Go to there, get the reading. We will be talking to you about those Christmas fantasies right in there. Go to newyorkgate@aol.com. That's newyorkgate@aol.com. Put in your favorite psychics. We love you. Goodbye.